ever to just find yourself like going down these internet rabbit holes for hours and you come out the other side just feeling more confused than when you started. It's like articles, studies, everyone's got an opinion. It's just like information overload, you know?
Yeah, it's like everyone's yelling at you. It
Yeah.
is. It is. Like, too much.
Too much. It really is.
It's the paradox of the digital age, right? We've got access to all this information more than ever before, but how do we make sense of it?
Right. That's the
That's a
question.
whole other challenge.
That's where this world of AI starts to get really interesting. And in this deep dive, we're going to be taking you through the work of Rasitza Kaltenborn and her company, Smart Info Management and Consulting, or SIMZ.
Okay.
And what I love about their work is that they're really blending, get this, cutting-edge AI tools with philosophical insights. It's kind of a wild combination, but it makes so much sense.
I think it's refreshing. It
Yeah.
really is, because it acknowledges that AI isn't just about the algorithm
Right.
and the processing power,
Right.
but it's also about understanding how we as humans think, how we learn and make decisions.
It's a human element.
Yeah, and that's where her background in philosophy, neuroscience, even art comes into play.
One of the things IMC keeps coming back to is the idea of prompt-based AI assistants. They're talking about using platforms like ChatGPT or Perplexity as your own personal research assistants. So what's their take on all this? Are these tools just a passing fad, or are they here to stay?
I think Kaltenborn's stance, and I tend to agree, is that these tools really represent a fundamental shift in how we find and use information. Think about it. Traditionally, research meant manually combing through books, journals, endless articles, trying to piece together different perspectives. But these new AI assistants, they utilize natural language processing and machine learning to instantly sift through mountains of data, and they're connecting dots that traditional methods simply wouldn't catch.
So it's not just about having more information at our fingertips, it's about making sense of it in a way that reflects how our brains actually work.
Precisely. And this is especially crucial when you're dealing with the sheer volume and complexity of data we face today. Imagine you're trying to understand a complex topic, like, say, the future of renewable energy. You've got reports from different organizations, scientific studies, market analysis. It's overwhelming, right? But with the right prompts, you can ask an AI assistant to synthesize all that information, highlighting key trends, disagreements, potential breakthroughs, things that might have taken you weeks to uncover on your own.
Yeah, it's almost like having a super-powered research assistant. Okay, that's seriously cool. But let's be honest, most of us aren't trying to solve the world's energy crisis on a Tuesday afternoon. So for those of us just trying to navigate everyday life, what's the takeaway? How can we actually use these AI tools to make our lives easier or even just a little more interesting?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? And what I appreciate about Kaltenborn's approach is that she doesn't shy away from the practical side of things. She encourages us to think about the specific areas in our lives where we feel stuck, overwhelmed, or just plain curious. Are you drowning in financial paperwork? Trying to plan a trip but can't even choose a destination? That's where these AI tools come in.
So instead of trying to be a master of everything AI, we should be thinking about those specific pain points where a little AI assistance could make a real difference.
Exactly. And once you've identified those areas, it's all about crafting the right prompts. Think of it like having a conversation with a really smart, incredibly fast research assistant. You wouldn't just say, "Tell me everything about renewable energy," right? You'd ask specific questions, guide them towards the information that's most relevant to you.
That makes so much sense. You've got to give the AI some direction, some context. I actually tried this recently while planning a trip. I was feeling totally overwhelmed by the sheer number of options. So I fed ChatGPT my travel dates, my budget, and then just for kicks, I threw in my top five Spotify artists. I mean, why not, right?
That's brilliant. Using your music taste as a data point. I love it.
Right. And you know what? It worked. It didn't just spit back a generic itinerary. It suggested this whole trip to Ireland, highlighting pubs with live music that matched my taste, even suggesting specific driving routes so I could enjoy the scenery. It felt like it had actually listened to me, understood what I was looking for.
And that's the power of these AI tools when used thoughtfully. It's not about replacing our own judgment or curiosity. It's about amplifying it, opening up possibilities we might never have considered on our own.
It's like having a superpower. And, you know, it all circles back to Kaltenborn's belief in combining tech with a human touch. It's this beautiful partnership that has the potential to revolutionize the way we learn, explore, and make decisions.
It's an exciting time to be swimming in this sea of information, wouldn't you
But
say?
that's a little daunting at times, sure, but mostly exciting. So, to our listeners, if you're ready to dive into the world of AI and explore how it can enhance your own life, we highly recommend checking out Rosita Kaltenborn and SIMC's work. We'll drop a link to their website in the show notes. And until next time, happy diving.
Okay, that's seriously cool, but let's be honest, most of us aren't trying to solve the world's energy crisis
right.
on a Tuesday afternoon, you know?
Yeah.
So for those of us just trying to navigate everyday life, what's the takeaway? How can we actually use these AI tools?
To make our lives easier or even just a little more interesting.
Oh, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Yeah.
And what I appreciate about Kaltenborn's approach is that she doesn't shy away from the practical side.
Okay.
She encourages us to think about the specific areas in our lives where we feel stuck, overwhelmed, or just plain curious.
Yeah.
Are you drowning in financial paperwork, trying to plan a trip but can't even choose a destination? That's where these AI tools come in.
So instead of trying to be a master of everything AI, we should be thinking about those specific pain points where a little AI assistance could make a real difference.
Exactly. And once you've identified those areas, it's all about crafting the right prompts.
Okay.
Think of it like having a conversation with a really smart, incredibly fast research assistant.
Okay.
You wouldn't just say, tell me everything about renewable energy, right? You'd ask specific questions, guide them towards the information that's most relevant to you.
That makes so much sense. You've got to give the AI some direction, some context.
Yeah.
I actually tried this recently while planning a trip. I was feeling totally overwhelmed by the sheer number of options.
Mm-hmm.
So I fed ChatGPT my travel dates, my budget, and then just for kicks, I threw in my top 5 Spotify artists.
Wow.
I mean, why not, right?
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
Using your music taste as a data point, I love it.
Right. And you know what? It worked. It didn't just spit back a generic itinerary. It suggested this whole trip to Ireland, highlighting pubs with live music that matched my taste.
Wow.
Even suggesting specific driving routes so I could enjoy the scenery.
Wow.
It felt like it had actually listened to me, understood what I was looking for.
And that's the power of these AI tools when used thoughtfully. It's not about replacing our own judgment or curiosity. It's about amplifying it, opening up possibilities we might never have considered on our own.
It's like having a superpower. And you know, it all circles back to Kaltenborn's belief in combining tech with a human touch.
Right.
It's this beautiful partnership that has the potential to revolutionize the way we learn, explore, and make decisions.
For sure.
So to our listeners, if you're ready to dive into the world of AI and explore how it can enhance your own life, we highly recommend checking out Rosita Kaltenborn and SUSMC's work.
Absolutely.
We'll drop a link to their website in the show notes. And until next time, happy diving.